Good morning and good afternoon, Roundtables listeners. Thanks for tuning in as always this week. I'm joined by my fellow colleague, Dr. Laura Walker, who's a fellow in our GIM fellowship program at the University of Toronto. Fellow Laura, good day and welcome on the show.
Thanks so much for having me again, Kieran.
So Laura's chosen an excellent article for this week. I think it's of interest to a wide audience. Laura, why don't you introduce the article for us?
Okay, so the title of my article is Romosozumab or Alendronate for Fracture Prevention in Women with Osteoporosis. And it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine in September of this year.
This year being 2017, if you're listening to this next year.
Yep.
And Romosozumab is quite a mouthful. Let's try to say that five times fast, which you're going to have to do several times today. Laura, what's the bottom line for this article?
So the bottom line for this article is that in postmenopausal women with osteoporosis who were at a high fracture risk, treatment with Romosozumab for 12 months followed by Alendronate resulted in a significantly lower fracture risk than those who used Alendronate alone.
Excellent. Sounds promising for improvements on osteoporosis treatment. Tell me, why did you choose this article?
So I chose this article because osteoporosis is something that affects women worldwide and will likely become more common as we have an aging population. In 2000, for example, there were an estimated 9 million osteoporotic fractures worldwide, and this number will likely increase. And as we know, many of these fractures, especially hip fractures, can have substantial impact on patients' morbidity and mortality.
So what do we use, Laura, as the mainstays of treatment for osteoporosis in 2017?
So the main pharmacologic agents that we use to treat osteoporosis, other than vitamin D and calcium supplementation, are anti-resorptive agents such as bisphosphonates and denosumab, and the bone-forming agent teriparatide, which, as the name suggests, is assisting in bone formation, which is its primary role. And as per the Canadian osteoporosis guidelines, many of the anti-resorptive agents are recommended as first line for treatment of high-risk osteoporosis in postmenopausal women. And teriparatide, which is the bone-forming agent, is usually used second line or if someone has failed on a bisphosphonate. That being said, there have been very few head-to-head studies comparing different pharmacologic agents for osteoporosis. And as the study points out, there is only one trial that actually evaluates anti-resorptive therapy versus bone-forming therapy that uses fracture as a primary endpoint. And this is exactly what the study set out to look at.
All right. Makes sense to me. What did they do? How did they design their trial and where did it take place?
So this was a multi-center randomized double-blind trial, and it was conducted in over 40 countries across the globe, including Canada